Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In our last podcast, we discussed why sales whiplash happens, and I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that. Because when you do, it will be obvious to you what the potential impact to your organization is. Now, left unaddressed, sales whiplash can impact your company in 10 distinct ways. Let's look at those 10 ways together right now. Number one, sales rep stress and exhaustion. The lows are very difficult to recover from, which adds to a sense of dread and hopelessness for the team. Even those that are doing well run the risk of being dragged down by those are not, because let's face it, that attitude is contagious. Number two, emotional contagion. Top reps that are struggling can be cancerous because they typically speak louder, talk more about their struggles, and blame others more voraciously. Number three, desperation. Desperate reps do desperate things. They tend to close bad deals simply because they need them to meet their quota. If the situation is bad enough, they may also lie and cheat the system to get deals done. And the last thing you need is to bring on unhappy customers who are unprofitable. Number four, management turnover and firings. Consistent revenue is critical to consistent profits and shareholder value. If the sales manager can't provide this, let's face it, he or she will be fired. Income and stock price drops. If your sales organization fails to produce consistent revenue numbers, sales management and the sales team income negatively impacted, and the company's stock price will likely be devalued. If you own shares, you might be really concerned about that. Number six, decreased client onboarding effectiveness. As clients get stacked up unevenly, it becomes nearly impossible to onboard them smoothly. Similarly, as customers are ignored during busy periods, sales whiplash can impact the rep's ability to leverage client success. And you know more than anything else, once a client buys, they want to be onboarded quickly and effectively. Nobody likes to wait. Number seven, emotional decision making. Because sales whiplash causes desperation, sales organizations tend to make emotional decisions in a short period of time that may or may not be good for your business overall. Number eight, during the especially busy times, sales reps and their managers tend to bury their heads in work that feels most urgent. Typically, this means they are solely focused on chasing down leads and closing deals. As a result, they often miss huge future and longer-term revenue opportunities. Last month, an engaged client told me that he completely ignored $1.5 million of revenue because he needed to focus on the task at hand, which was closing urgent revenue. Wouldn't you like to have $1.5 million more in your territory? Number nine, lack of long-term planning. Because sales whiplash makes it difficult to understand where a rep's successes are really coming from and when they're going to be successful, it can be difficult to plan ahead. And number 10, incredible inefficiency. Poorly performing reps or team members are often hidden by the top performers that are doing well. As a result, companies tend to hold on to them for way too long, preventing the business from being as efficient or as successful as it could be. I hope you enjoyed this segment from our upcoming book, Stopping Sales Whiplash. And I don't want you to think that your organization might be suffering from all 10 of these. Don't panic. Although I have to admit, I have seen some organizations suffering from all 10 of these damaging points. My takeaway for you is this. Take an honest look at your sales team's performance and choose one or two or maybe three of the items we've listed in this podcast and see how you can correct them this year. Even correcting one idea can put you ahead of where you were last year. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.